Hello, hello, hello. You listen to EO Fold on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard a song by Rebel Spell. The Rebel Spell, their brand new album called Beautiful Future. And we heard the first track of this album, Beautiful Future. And I'm playing this song because I have a plan. Because later on the show, Todd, who is the singer and the frontman and the main guy in Rebel Spell, he will join me for the second half of the show. There's traffic, stuff happens, and he's a little bit late. Beautiful Future, the new album by the Rebel Spell, came out last week, last Tuesday. The album came out on Rebel Time Records. That was the first song of it, and there are 12 songs and 11 songs by Rebel Spell, and one very interesting cover. I hope I will intrigue you a little bit more, but I will definitely play it today for you. And tomorrow, February 25th, there's a CD release party for the album Beautiful Future, new album by Rebel Spell, and the show is taking place at the Ukrainian Hall. Ukrainian Hall is located 805 Pender Street, and obviously the Rebel Spell, they're headlining the show. Cambridge, Life Against Death, Loose Tooth, and Jelly Boys are supporting them. It's an early show from 7 o'clock till 11 p.m. It's licensed, but it's all ages event as well, and it's $10 to get in. So this is a beautiful opportunity to check all those amazing local bands for you. I've heard myself the album, and I do really like the album. I played two songs before on the show, and for the last couple of weeks I've been listening to the album, and I do really like it a lot. So I would like to share the new Rebel Spell album with you. I'll play probably three or four songs for you, and then, as I said, for the second half of the show, Todd from Rebel Spell, he will join me for conversation and for the second half of the show. Okay, let's start with Rebel Spell. I would like to play a song which is track number 3 of the album. The song is called All We Want. So let's listen. This is Rebel Spell. This is We All Fall Down, All We Want.
Don't mistake, but it's hard. champion. Slaves instead of fighting, are you misunderstood by everyone? And hurting your closest allies. Sometimes get tired and just lose all hope. You think about change, almost too slow. You'll find something brighter, while just the fact they're always lying. Do you think the small things that never had a voice have as much right to it as the giant and the noisy? If you live high and there's the truth, and the power that's everything is to you. You're not the first one to see through. Feel the same way too, feel the same way too, feel the same way too, feel the same as you.
Like our streets from morning fear to build a need. What you do shows us what you really mean. You write more laws to save us from ourselves. Just more poison to protect your wealth. You've got the arrogance to think you're something good, but consider it.
Classic sounds of Vancouver's pop underground on one classic album. That's right, Mint Records and CITR 101.9 FM present The Pop Alliance Volume 2. Featuring classic tracks such as Hiding by My Friend Wallace, Slow Dance by Slam Dunk, Montana by Roma, I Could Shout by Fine Miss, Diana by Fanshawe, and the never-before-released Validation by the Apollo Ghosts.
Not too sweet when she starts saying.
Also featuring demo versions of He'll Have to Go by No Kids and How I Came by Watermelon. Also tracks by Shane Turner Overdrive, Spring Break, and the soon-to-be classic Flatlands by Kellarissa. There will be live performances by all artists Thursday, February 24th at Scratch Records at the Inner Urban Gallery 1 East Hastings. And the album will be available for $19.99 while supplies last. Get yours now!
They are intelligent. They are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. February 8th, the Biltmore, CITR, No More Strangers, and Beatroot Magazine present Vancouver's very own Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, plus the WinnieCooper.net DJs. February 10th, the Biltmore and Beatroot present Seattle Folk Poppers Hey Marseille with guests Ruffled Feathers and Henry and the Nightcrawlers. February 25th, don't miss the outer space surf stylings of the one and only Man or Astro Man with special guests Octopus Project and the James T. Kirks. Do yourself a favor and go to this show. February 26th, the Vancouver Folk Festival and the Biltmore present Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band with Siski U. This is an early show with curfew at 11. Door time for all these shows is 8 p.m. Advance tickets can be purchased at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Online tickets for Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band are available through PayPal.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and also available through the international net, CITR.ca. Click Listen Live and you can listen to what I'm talking right now, or it's one of those things. We just heard four songs off the new album by The Rebel Spell. The name of the album is Beautiful Future, and we heard the tracks. The last one was No Thanks. Before that, we heard Current Occupants. And before that, it was Feel the Same, and I started off this block of Rebel Spelling, That's All We Want. As I said, yeah, the CD release party is happening tomorrow at the Ukrainian Hall 804-805 Pender Street. The Rebel Spell, they're headlining. That's their CD release, obviously. And then they're playing along with Life Against Death, Cambridge, Loose Tooth, and the Jelly Boys. As I mentioned earlier, Todd will join us, like an interview or just a visit from Todd for the second half of the show. And I'll ask him a couple of questions. He'll tell interesting stories about the release of the album. So if you maybe you have questions already, because I received already one question over the text message and from my good friend Johnny, and I will ask obviously Todd this question. But if you have any questions, you can feel free to phone me at 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, or on Facebook page you can even, you know, just send me a message or status, because I see there's already some action happening. Okay, anyway, I would like to play you some more stuff from the new Rebel Spells album, because I do really like the album, and I'm pretty sure everyone else will like it too, because it's just a very good record. The album was released on Rebel Time Records, came out last Tuesday, and it will be available for sale tomorrow at the Ukrainian Hall at the CD release party. Okay, let's listen more. I'd like to play for you track number 4 called Mover of Movers. This is Rebel Spell. Okay, let's listen. Mover of Movers on We All Fall Down.
Conviction causes no way out of that.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Finally, the classic sounds of Vancouver's Pop Underground on one classic album. That's right, Mint Records and CITR 101.9 FM present The Pop Alliance, Volume 2. Featuring classic tracks such as Hiding by My Friend Wallace, Slow Dance by Slam Dunk, Montana by Roma, I Could Shout by Fine Miss, Diana by Fanshawe, and the never-before-released Validation by the Apollo Ghosts.
Not too sweet when she stops saying.
Also featuring demo versions of He'll Have to Go by No Kids and How I Came by Watermelon. Also tracks by Shane Turner Overdrive, Spring Break, and the soon-to-be classic Flatlands by Kelarissa. There will be live performances by all artists Thursday, February 24th at Scratch Records at the Inner Urban Gallery, 1 East Hastings. And the album will be available for $19.99 while supplies last. Get yours now!
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia and CITR.ca. And I'm really excited to announce that Todd is already here. Welcome to the show and thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, thanks.
So let's get to the business. I have some questions for you and then we'll listen to the most, to the big part of the album. So the new album is called Beautiful Future and it came out last week on Rebel Time Records. And your last release, it was EP 4 Songs About Freedom, came out 2007. And Days of Rage, it was the full album, 2005. But I know that you were very active during this period. What happened in, what was happening in the band's life during this period?
We were touring a lot, just North America, but we were pretty busy with that and wanted to write a record the whole time, but it's just something that we really have to force ourselves to do or it just doesn't seem to happen. So we finally kind of buckled down, I guess, the end of 2009 and really decided we had to get it wrote whether it was good or not, and here we are.
Yeah, because so like it basically took you from 2009 till 2011. It was all the process of writing and composing the album.
Yeah, we were still really busy, and I mean, we could get the kind of basic stuff down, but it takes me so long to write lyrics that, you know, I think it took me probably a year to even after the music was recorded to finally get everything where I wanted it and get it done. So.
The album came out on Rebel Time Records, and I know that they're your buddies, and I had them here, Broadcast Zero guys, on the show. And
yeah.
So that's that was, you just decided that was the right label for you to release the album.
Well, we were just looking for somebody or for a label that was actually active right now. I mean, most of the older labels are really flailing and trying to figure out what to do. They all need a new business model, and they don't know what it is. So Rebel Time wasn't coming out of that. They were just kind of coming in and getting going. So it was just a choice because they were active and they were trying, you know. So
also, I got a question from Johnny that he asked if the what are formats the album will be released. He's inquiring about vinyl version or just CD. What?
Yeah, the vinyl is on its way. We were hoping to have it all released at the same time, but vinyl takes quite a while to get done. I mean, we're turnaround times of about 4 to 6 weeks at least. So, you know, plus you got to come up with the extra $4,000 to do it. So,
yeah.
It was just a lot of money at once and just the time frame. So, we're hoping to have it for April, which may be a bit of a dream, but middle of April, I think.
But the CD will be available tomorrow at the.
CD will be available tomorrow at the show. It's available off our website, therebelspell.com. It's available, where is it? It's at Zulu in Vancouver here at Red Cat. I think it's made its way into a record store in Victoria, Black Raven, I think it's called. What else is going on? Where is it? Well, I know that if you're further east, Rebel Times got it in some stores and as well as off their website too. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the digital copy is available through the website, through their website, and I think you can actually order the CD.
Yeah, yeah, you mm-hmm. can you can order the CD or download it off of any of those sites or Interpunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
At least it's available. We've been really poor at this in the past, so this time we're just trying to get it out all at once so that people can actually have it, not wait for us to show up in their tiny town and hand it to them.
You know, I told you, I do really like the album, and it's a very solid record. But the album sounds like Rebel Spell to me. But I heard some new interesting moments in your music. For example, the song It Can't Be Just Me, you use the piano. For the song Uncontrollable, you use the violin by the girl named Kaitami.
Kaitami.
And then you did a interesting cover of Leon Russell's, and so it has this folk feeling. Was it something you wanted to try to go in this direction, try something new, or it just happened the song needed this part? How is it?
Well, I mean, none of the original four of us who started writing this record together and did all our other stuff together are really musicians. I mean, we just kind of could barely play what we were doing when we started, and so we're not too interested in expanding just because we don't have the abilities. However, I mean, at that time Nate was living with us, and we were working on It Can't Be Just Me, and it needed something, and we weren't sure what. And we thought, okay, piano. I mean, it sounded ridiculous at first because it's a pretty fast and fairly heavy mm-hmm. song, for at least for us. And but piano worked. It really just added a jolt to the song, and we all shrieked and jumped around, and then we were like, there, let's do that. So. I mean, it's really neat to add other stuff. Kaitami, again, that song, the other track there, Uncontrollable, we were looking for something. And we met her at, like, our second show we ever played or something. So in the back of my mind, I was like, wait, I know, mm-hmm. know somebody I think can do something here. And, yeah, it worked out great. You know, I'd like to expand a little bit. I'd like to broaden our sort of stage show a little bit to have other musicians. It's hard to tour with them because then you gotta pay for them and stuff like that. So I'm interested in all different kinds of stuff here. The more epic feel of some of these longer songs is cool. I don't know how they're gonna sit with the audiences at live shows. It's a little bit different. You're just kind of standing there waiting for the song to unfold instead of just crashing into your friends, I guess.
And also, I had a question from Laura. She was asking about the new lineup changes. You have the new member.
Yeah, we had a rough time, and Chris left the band kind of partway through making this record. So we've been through a few bass players kind of temporarily until we found someone that has really worked out for us. So, we've got Elliot on board. He's plays in the SSRIs as well. That's kind of his real project, and then it's a real change for him, I think. Like, he plays with a bunch of amazing musicians there, and I mean, their stuff to me is as confusing as Frank Zappa, and you know, so he's kind of slumming it playing with us, but it's really nice to have someone on board who really knows music and can solve those little problems when you don't know where to go.
So, and bring something new.
It's interesting. We've worked on a few songs with him, and still sounds like us, but it's definitely going to sound a little different too. So
this. Okay, we were talking about the song It Can't Be Just Me. You have the video of this song, and we were talking about the piano part. Let's listen to it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So this is Rebel Spell, It Can't Be Just Me.
experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, you're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca. We just heard two songs of Rebel Spell's new album, Beautiful Future. We heard the song Uncontrollable, and we heard the song It Can't Be Just Me. Those are the songs there. We were talking about the fiddle parts in the song, and then the piano by Nate on It Can't Be Just Me. There's a video for the song It Can't Be Just Me, and I know that you used the help of ear goggles for the video.
Yeah, Clay Holmes from Ear Goggles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell, please, about, because I like the video, I like the idea, I like you walking in a suit with a briefcase and the robot, then you crash in the robot. Well, like a couple words about the video, how it all came together.
Well, we kind of figured we should make a video because the only thing we ever did was that I See Fire kind of live footage thing, and we're all terrified of the idea because a lot of music videos are terribly cheesy, and so we kind of just went for it, and I approached Clay because he was the one person I knew that had some expertise in that, and he was game for it, so I gave him this sort of idea, and he just took off and came back with a script, and then we started filming it, and we were all like, oh no, what are we doing? This is nuts. I don't want to lip sync to a camera, you know? This is going to be awful, but and then, you know, I actually left. We did the filming, and then I left town for a month. I came back, and he said, it's ready. And I went over and sat there biting my nails, and he played the video, and I liked it. So it was surprising to me. So, yeah, people seem to like it, and I'm not terribly embarrassed by it, so it's great. It's definitely a weird thing to do, though.
They also, basically, you have a very strong lyrics and you definitely have idea. And when I had Jesse from Cambridge here, he was saying that he said, okay, I don't really know politics very well, but if I don't like something, I write a song about it. On the other hand, your other buddies, Propagandy, they are very, very politically and socially educated people. And they really, even, I can say they even have a little bit of like education role as a band. How about you? What influences you, the lyrics, and how do you find all those themes and like how does that affect you in your songwriting?
Usually they kind of find me, which sounds a bit cheesy, I guess. Kind of start backwards usually. Listen to the music that we work out in a jam and then kind of see what ideas or kind of a feeling is coming from the music. And then maybe I'll get a line and then I'll try and figure out what that line's about. And then eventually what comes out is always something that's in the back of my brain. I mean, for the example of the song with the video we were just talking about, it was just, you know, going through life and realizing how many more security cameras and that kind of thing was appearing as we approached the Olympics and that. And then, you know, just being angry about that feeling of being watched all the time. It's kind of a weird feeling. That eventually is what came out, and even though I didn't intend when we started writing that song for it to be about anything particular, that's what it was. So the ideas are there. I don't know where they're coming from, really.
Yeah, just Nice. The last song on the album, The World Turned Upside Down, that's a cover of Leon Russellson's song.
First cover I've ever learned, ever.
Exactly, yeah, I was just going to ask you, that was the first cover you ever made as a band.
Yeah, I just have a hard time singing other people's stuff or figuring out their timing. It's almost easier to write your own song, so I just, I don't know, I guess I've kind of always been in the way of that, but we decided to just try something different, and we searched around for other songs, and it's kind of what we came up with. So it's definitely one of my favorites. So
that was a song you liked for some time, and then
I think the lyrics are just amazing and cover so much more than they say. Great song.
See, this is interesting. You were just talking. We were talking about you use this and that, and then you were talking about the cover, and I said you tried something else. So I guess you know this album for you as a band. A little bit trying something different.
Yeah, well, I mean, just writing the same stuff over and over, like everybody always says, could get boring. So, just trying to do music that you don't want to reach too far, because then it's not you anymore, and it just sounds dishonest. So, I think we're still us, and it is nice to have the option to do something a little bit different.
Okay, let's listen to this cover song, The World Just Turned Upside Down, and yeah, let's get the chance for the people to check it out.
Cool.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they call the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land and to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the law into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed, feeds the rich or poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. So we are free men, but we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. Cut them down.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're almost done. We have 5 minutes left. We heard the song, The World Turned Upside Down. This is originally by Leon Russell. And so we're almost done. The show, the Seed Release Party, is happening tomorrow.
Oh, right, yeah, that. We're at the Ukrainian Hall. Starts early. We gotta be out of there by 11, and there is 5 bands, so we're gonna start music right at 7. Doors at 6:30. It's $10, and get there, cause it does look like it's gonna sell out. So,
oh, this is good news.
Yeah, it was really cool to go to Victoria and have a great show, and so we're hoping Vancouver can match up to that.
we'll try.
Yeah, and we do have Kaitami coming back over from Victoria to do this show with us, so we're gonna have her get up and rip that song up for us.
Oh, this is cool. This is interesting.
Fun. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, man, for coming. Thank you for Trade Music.
Yeah, thanks for having us and playing all the tunes for people. That's great.
Yeah, and because I was playing already for 2 weeks, and I'll continue playing it for other people. Okay, and yeah, it's here at CITR, so I hope everyone else can play it. Anyway, so the show is tomorrow. Come out and enjoy the music. And I would like to finish the song Can't Fool Me from the previous release, 4 songs about freedom. And yeah, that's it. Thank you. Thanks, man.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
Fuck yourself, you!